A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, March the 6th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, the conveners of the Itai Dzamara prayer meetings, together with his family, will commemorate the one-year anniversary of his disappearance with a march in Africa Unity Square Wednesday.
On Wednesday, the 9th of March, will mark exactly 1 year, or 12 months, ever since Itai Dzamara disappeared or was forced into disappearance. And on the 9th of March now, we are going to have a very, very big march that will start from Africa Union Square and end there.
The MDCT Women's Assembly joins the rest of the world in commemorating International Women's Day Tuesday with a march in the city center to protest the abuse of women and young girls. Harare City Mayor calls on residents to pay their rates in order for council to provide its service delivery.
Well, I'm Katula Ben Manyenyeni, I'm the mayor of Harare. The residents of the city of Harare have chosen to live in the city. The city life comes with certain obligations to council for things that are common and that need to be fixed, like our roads, our water, all those things. So with that commitment, they must be paying their 67 cents a day or $2 a day, which is all it takes from the low end to the high end of the wards and suburbs. We think it's money that our residents should sacrifice and afford so that the city moves forward.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo. The conveners of the Itai Dzamara prayer meetings, together with his family, will commemorate the one-year anniversary of his disappearance with a march in Africa Unity Square Wednesday. The march is organized by Bishop Anselmo Magaya, who leads the Itai Dzamara Trust and the Zimbabwe Divine Destiny, and his family. Dzamara was abducted and disappeared from his Glenview suburb by suspected state agencies on March 9th last year. The march will be held at the square where Dzamara used to have his Mugabe Must Go campaign. Jonga Kandemiri speaks with Bishop Anselmo Magaya on the issue.
On Wednesday, the 9th of March, will mark exactly 1 year, or 12 months, ever since Itai Dzamara disappeared or was forced into disappearance. And what has begun to happen so far, activities, we started on the 9th of February when we did a prayer meeting and made a public declaration and a statement at the Africa Union Square, followed by a prayer meeting that was conducted on the 29th of March, which would be now a precursor or a build-up to the commemoration march on the 9th of March. But we've also conducted, Zimbabwe Divine Destiny, a workshop for pastors on advocacy, pastors throughout Harare, to just conscientize them on their responsibility as men and women of God. So, yes, we have begun doing things, and on the 9th of March now, we are going to have a very, very big march that will start from Africa Union Square and end there.
This is 1 year after the disappearance of Ms. Dzamara. How is the family feeling about this?
As I interact with them, I can assure you it's a very, very disturbing situation. It is a very desperate situation, very traumatizing indeed, because your days come and go, and there is no accountability as to where Itai Dzamara has gone, and there is no slight indication, both on the part of the police, but also and also on the part of the government. And this is very, very sad. At times you feel like you're dreaming, and then you then come to terms with the reality. And it is very, very saddening, and we continue to pray that God continues to strengthen the family members of Itai Dzamara.
Have you already secured clearance from the police?
Yes, we had a meeting with the police to just discuss the logistics and the plans. We did that about 2.5 weeks ago. And then subsequent to that, we then submitted notification. They are still to come back to us in written form, but they've in principle verbally agreed. But what we're going to be doing is to make sure that we do a follow-up so that in the event that there is nothing in written form that they have prepared for us, we then straight away approach our lawyers for court interdict.
There are some who are saying that you are spending your energy on Itai Dzamara only, yet there are many others who disappeared. What's your reaction to this?
My reaction is that they are saying we are spending energy on Itai Dzamara. What are they doing? If we are spending energy on Itai Dzamara, at least we are doing something. They in government are not doing anything, and their raising of that issue does not solve the fact that Itai Dzamara has disappeared and he has not come back.
That was Bishop Anselmo Magaya of the Itai Dzamara Trust and the Zimbabwe Divine Destiny speaking with Jonga Kandemiri in Harare. The MDCT Women's Assembly will join the rest of the world in commemorating International Women's Day Tuesday with a march in the city centre to protest the abuse of women and young girls. The MDC parliamentarian for Harare Metropolitan, Ronia Bunjira, says women should use this platform to campaign against violence and women abuse. Bunjira tells us more on the issue.
We have made an application to the police for this day so that we can march as women of MDCT, and we will be holding some placards which will be having some of the theme of women, awareness of women's responsibilities, awareness of some disadvantages, and we will be marching from Corner Robert Mugabe and Leopold Sakawira, going straight with Robert Mugabe up to 4th Street. Then our head office has his house. That's where we are going to have an address from our leadership of the Women's Assembly, the national leadership.
So have you already been granted permission by the police? Because in the past we've seen that people who try to have some of these gatherings actually get arrested or get harassed. But have you had permission from the police?
Oh, yes, we have been granted permission. We have been there at the police station at Central, and we have met this committee, which is called JOC, and they have granted us permission. So our day will be on the 8th.
What is the theme for your march, and is your march also open to other women who are not MDCT members?
Oh, yes, our march is open to every woman, every Zimbabwean woman who is willingly to join us. And we have made some flyers that which is inviting every Zimbabwean woman to come and join us on the 8th of March. And our theme is, as women, we can do it together, we can.
And what is your message as the Harare Metropolitan Representative?
My message for all the women in Harare Metropolitan, I'm kindly inviting them to come and attend and join us on this day. Then they can have some more information from our leadership. Women information. There's a lot which is happening in our homes. There's a lot which is happening. Some disadvantages which we are having as women. So I think this day, if we talk about it, maybe some of those women who are not aware of might be helped.
That was Harare Metropolitan Member of Parliament under MDCT, Ronia Bunjira in Harare. The Harare City Mayor has called on residents to pay their rates in order for council to provide its service delivery. Let's hear more on the issue.
Well, I'm Katula Ben Manyengeni. I'm the mayor of Harare. We are looking at our cost structure. We are looking at increasing our revenues. We are looking at managing and perfecting our procurement so that we are procuring and using our dollars most efficiently. Those three key areas will take the city to the next level. Without addressing those issues, primarily those three issues, the city is going nowhere. We will continue to struggle to pay our workers. We will continue to struggle to pay for the services that the residents of this city require.
And what are you urging residents of the city of Harare to do to enable the council to also go ahead and do their work as they should be?
The residents of the city of Harare have chosen to live in the city. The city life comes with certain obligations to council for things that are common and that need to be fixed, like our roads, our water, all those things. So with that commitment, they must be paying their 67 cents a day or $2 a day, which is all it takes from the low end to the high end of the wards and suburbs. We think it's money that our residents should sacrifice and afford so that the city moves forward. Without money, there's no council. Without council, there's no services. So that's the message. We think our residents should consider that call seriously and commit themselves to their life in the city, to their life with the city, and to the services that they want and expect.
That was Harare City Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni in Harare. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues today. I'm gladly joined by Adam Tafadzwa Mukushi, who is one of the founders of the Game Changers Group, a university-level group hoping to increase volunteerism in Zimbabwe. I thank you so very much for joining me on the program, Tafadzwa.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Last time we spoke about your organization. Tell us what's been happening since then.
Yeah, we managed to get a little bit more people. So we started as 16 members from the same class, but right now we are about 45, mainly from three universities, that is Bindra University, University of Zimbabwe, and Midland State University.
Now tell us again what the purpose of this organization is.
The purpose of the organization is to try and make youth volunteer their skills for the betterment of their communities. We are not only looking about those youth who are learned, but everyone who has the will to do something for the positive change of their communities.
And now, of course, you are a uni student. What's happening, at university level in Zimbabwe? What are some of the challenges that young Zimbabweans are facing, in your view?
The most prominent challenge is unemployment. You find that universities, we are taught the skills that are necessary for employment environment. But to be frank, it doesn't apply in the real situation because there are no jobs. So sometimes it's not about the ethics that you learned at the school.
There are some young people who are saying that university and colleges should now start focusing on lessons or classes that focus on real-life situations. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think it's a concept long overdue because it's meaningless to teach people to do something that has to be done on a real work setting. But then 5-10 years after graduation, you don't go to work, you are just seated at home, you end up being idle. So I think as much as we try to teach skills that are world class, we should at least improvise to make sure that at least we accommodate our own situation.
And of course, you and your organization are pushing young people to utilize those skills that they do have and that they're not utilizing day to day in the real world. What are some of the things that young people can do?
I think the first thing we can do as young people is to step up and do what we can do. For example, I'm a social worker. In my community, there are a lot of people who are facing different challenges that I can intervene. I've been teaching people for free at my home, but that's not enough. People don't appreciate, they don't cooperate. I think the concept of voluntarism is not appreciated in Zimbabwe. So I think it all goes back to policy. And because if you approach a school and say we are social workers, we want to do a program that helps your students, they think maybe you are there to investigate on something else. So I think the concept is still difficult, although there are a few we are supporting the concept.
So how will you combat that moving forward as an organization, getting Zimbabwe to understand that volunteerism is part of the cycle that young people should go through?
Right now, we are working on registration as an organization. I think at least if we are registered, people will not suspect. respect our identity. At least that way we can motivate and organize some youth to volunteer. But from a question identity, it's very difficult to just volunteer as an individual or as a group of people who are not clearly identified.
And so again, as we close this out, Tafazwa, how can those other young people in different universities and colleges get in touch with Game Changers Group?
We have managed to create a Facebook page called Game Changers Zimbabwe. There we put updates and everything as content to our group.
And with that, Tafazwa, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you, Tatenda.
That was Adam Tafazwa Mukushi, one of the founders of the Game Changers Group, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next week.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo. And in sports news, Dynamo's football club starts preparations for the upcoming season amidst a call by the club chairman for fans to give the new coach a chance to acclimatize. Let's hear more on the issue.
My name is Kenny Mubaiwa, Dynamo's football club president, and I'm Zimbabwe. Dynamo's are the champions of the Zimbabwe league. What I'm saying to our fans is they must be patient and give the new coach and the new players a chance to adjust. It's good for them to give them a chance because they cannot do as what the fans are expecting now. But that will come out in the near future. So we need to give them a chance so that we can have good soccer tomorrow, which is important.
We saw also some of the teams in the Premier Soccer League suffered because their fans were very unruly on the pitch and some were fined. What are you urging your fans this new season?
I said to them, football is a unifying sport. When you get to the stadium, there are rules and regulations that govern the game. As supporters, we need to cheer up the team. We don't need to throw missiles. We don't need to invade the pitch. We must sit in the terraces and watch the game, the beautiful game of soccer, and nothing else. And this is what I expect from the Dynamo's fans.
That was a Dynamo's club chairman, Kenny Mubaiwa, in Harare. Now we take a listen to the music of Joyous Celebration, Kuregerera in Advance, going out to you from Studio 7 here at the Voice of America.
Moyo wangu wananga kena kwete Nino kuregere Mshe waka miregerera Zaganda to kuregerera Kuregerera in advance Kuregerera in advance Mshauriwe mwendiwa wangu Nino shiziwa uchandita zira Zaganda to kuregerera Kuregerera in advance Tiwe shango uri pa WhatsApp Uri kufleta ne vamwe Moyo wangu uri kurwadza Asi ndino kuregerera Baby ndino kuregerera
That day was the music of Joyous Celebration, Kuregerera in Advance. To recap on today's top stories, the conveners of the Itai Zamara prayer meetings, together with his family, will commemorate the one-year anniversary of his disappearance with a march in the Africa Unity Square Wednesday. And the MDCT Women's Assembly joins the rest of the world in commemorating International Women's Day Tuesday with a march in the city center to protest against abuse of women and young girls. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, March the 6th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.